You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. This is another Tuesday with Elder Lewis Gray. Good morning to you, you, and you. Those that are watching by way of Facebook and those that are listening by radio. Good morning. Good morning. It's Tuesday again, and it's your boy, Elder Lewis Gray, coming into your ear gate for a word from the Lord today. And as I say every Tuesday, if you have breath in your body, you owe God a praise. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you're alive, you ought to rejoice that you are in the land of the living. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised, and he is worthy of all of our praise. And we just thank God for you, you, and you, for taking time out of your schedules. If you're listening by way of radio, don't touch that dial. You're not here by accident, but you're by divine appointment. I say that almost every week. I know I may sound like a broken record, but I believe that in my heart, amen, that if you're here, amen, you ought to give God some praise. Hallelujah. And so we just thank God for just being so good. He's so good all the time, and all the time God is good. Giving a shout out to my pastor, as I do every week, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. Good morning to you. I love you. She is the pastor of our church at True Pentecostal Community Temple Church, located here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida, at 16 South Wilson. Amen. Come out to our services, which are on Sundays. Our Sunday school begins at 10. Our Sunday morning begins around about 11:40. Sunday morning service, 11:40, 11:45-ish. Come out to those services. If you can't make it through, on Sunday, come out to our weekly services. We have our Bible studies, which begin on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. and then on Thursdays at 6 p.m., which is our youth services. So come out to each and every one of our services. We know that you'll have a good time, because we come for no other reason than to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sending a shout out to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Good morning to you. I love you. He's like my spiritual father. Him and Pastor, which is my spiritual mother, they're just like my natural parents, and I just love them. Me and my wife love them. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you and you. Also sending a shout out to my wife, who is at work, who will catch this on Facebook later. I record my our Facebook, these services, glory be to God, and we tend to listen to it as we're on our way to Bible study. Good morning to you. I know you'll see this later, but I love you. A powerful woman of God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for her. Hallelujah. And so we thank God for you, you, and you again joining us here today. Amen. I want to thank God. Hallelujah. On yesterday, I released my second release called Grandmama. Hallelujah. I will introduce that to us here in the Florida area today at the end of this segment. I'm going to take about the last 5-10 minutes, and I'm going to play that song for you. Amen. It's a wonderful song for Mother's Day. It's available on most major platforms, Amazon, Spotify, iTunes. Amen. Go out there, download it, get it. Amen. I know that it will bless your soul. It is called Grandmama. My grandmother had, she was very instrumental in leading me to the Lord. I didn't get it when I was younger, but she put something in me that I would get later. Hallelujah. The scripture is true. For we know that all God's word is true. And that train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he is older, he will not depart. Amen. I was drugged to church. Hallelujah. I was made to go to church. So this song is a tribute to my grandmama and my mom as well. She played an instrumental part of my life as well. And I just thank God for them. God rest their souls. They're gone. Amen. But I'm excited to play that for you here in the Brevard area. Glory be God. I know that it's going to bless you. And I hope that you are truly blessed by it. So seeing as though I don't have much time, I'm going to go into the word. Amen. And I'm going to give you what thus saith the Lord on this morning. And then when I'm done, I'm going to play my song, Amen, Grandmama, which is again on all major platforms. And I know that you will be blessed by it. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go into the word today. Amen. And it can be found in a very familiar passage of scripture, which is Joshua 1. Glory be to God, Joshua 1. And I'm going to read into your hearing, amen, 5 verses. Hallelujah. One of my favorite passages of scripture. Again, that is Joshua 1, verses 1 through 5. And it simply says that now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. As I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Dear gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for blessing us to come here just one more time. God, I don't take it lightly. Every time I stand before your people, whether in the pulpit or whether on the radio, God, I know that it is not I, but you that worketh through me. Lord, so it is not I that get the glory, but you. But Lord, I decrease so that you will increase. God, that your name will be magnified. Your word said, oh, come, let us magnify the Lord. Oh, God, and we come for no other reason than to magnify you. I come to lift up your name. I come to speak as you speak. Be silent when you're silent, God. Use me for these few moments. Remember those that are in the hospital, the jail cells. God, we're praying, Father, you touch them in whatever situations that they are in. God, we know that you know what they need. And God, we know that you know how to do it. Remember the backslider, God. God, whom he or she may be. God, let them know, God, that you're the answer. Still the answer for the world today. God, bring them back to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember those that are in authority. God, our president, our congressman, our Supreme Court. God, give them wisdom to make the right decisions and to do the right thing, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we're ever careful to mind you. In Jesus' name, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I want to deal from a subject that you are not alone, that God is with you. You are not alone, that God is with you. I've seen through social media and have seen on television, there seems to be a spirit of suicide that is, going about our nation, killing our young people and killing people, meaning that they have found that life has gotten so bad that they want to quit and want to give up and want to throw in the towel. I'm talking to somebody today, somebody that's on the radio. This radio ministry, it reaches thousands of people. Somebody that's hearing my voice today, you're going through something. And it seems as if life has gotten so overwhelming. the situations that you're dealing with, they have become so burdensome that you want to quit. And I want to add to that, that you are not alone. So don't quit. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel, because God is with you. It doesn't matter who has left you, who has forsaken, whether you're in a marriage today and your spouse has left you, whether you lost your job, whether your children have forsaken you. But can I tell you that God is with you, and God will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. When we look at our text here, we find that Moses has just died. And Moses, he meant everything to the children of the Israelites, because he was the spokesman for God. And the people looked to him when they wanted to get a word from the Lord. And so now this pillar, this man of God, he has died. And now Joshua has been selected to be the Israelites' leaders. And God wanted to encourage him, wanted him to know that as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. I'm coming to tell somebody today, glory be to God. When I look at the very, very first verse of this particular passage of scripture, he says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord. Aren't you a servant of the Lord? You see, Moses and Joshua are dead. They're gone on now. But God just didn't stop with them. He knew that there were going to be other servants that were going to come along. I am a servant of the Lord. Hallelujah. I hope that you are a servant of the Lord. And if you are a servant of the Lord today, the same words that he spoke to Joshua, he is speaking to us today. The same way that I was with Moses, the same way I was with Joshua, the same way that I was with David, the same way that I was with Abraham, so shall I be with you. Those are encouraging words. Those are words that we should take a pleasure in, knowing that the God that was with Joshua is the same God that's with us today. Hallelujah. No matter where life finds you on this morning, hallelujah, whether you're on a hill or whether you're in a valley, God wants you to know that I'm with you. I think about the story of Joseph. Joseph, hallelujah, he had a dream that his brethren were going to bow before him. And we all know the story, that all the things that Joseph had to go through, how he had to go to pit, how he had to, his brothers plotted to kill him and they threw him in a pit, and how he was sold into slavery and he had to go into Egypt. And while he was there, he was at Potiphar's house. Potiphar's wife lies on him and he has to go, and he has to go to prison because of that life, that lie. So we see all the things that Joseph had to go through. But you know what? The scripture lets us know, when you go back and you read the text of Joseph, the scripture lets us know that God was with him every step of the way. I'm talking to somebody today, telling you that God is with you. Glory be to God. And then he gives Joshua a promise. He tells him, he said, every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, he said, that I have given you. He said, as I said unto Moses, he says, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even into the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. And then he tells him, he said, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee. He didn't say that Joshua was not going to face opposition. I'm talking to somebody today, that you're going through something. You're going to face something today. Hallelujah. You're going to go through something. Hallelujah. Jesus, he told us that we're going to go through something. He said, for in this world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. He didn't tell you that you weren't going to go through something. He didn't tell you that you were not going to face opposition. But he let us know that through those oppositions, I'm going to be with you. And you know something else? Glory be to God, that even though we're going to face opposition, the scripture tells us that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. It also tells us that if God be for us, who can be against us? I'm talking to somebody today
Glory be to God. I don't care what you're going through. Hallelujah. Arise. Get up. Hallelujah. Quit feeling sorry for yourself. Hallelujah. Look what he says in verse 2. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. My God, my God. I'm talking to somebody today. You've been in the dumps too long. You've been down too long. You've been discouraged too long. Get up. Hallelujah. What's your Jordan today? You see, Jordan was the river that stood in between them and their promised land. There are some obstacles that are in our way. There are some things that seem to be too great. Seem to be. That's the catchphrase. Seem to be too great to overcome. But can I tell you today, I'm talking to somebody today. There is no problem, no situation that our God can't bring you through. There is no problem that you're facing today that our God isn't bigger than. See, we begin to focus on our problems, and we spend too much time telling people about our problems or dwelling on our problems, dwelling on our situation. But see, it doesn't matter what the enemy is doing to you. All that matters is who's working for us. I come to tell somebody that if God be for you, it doesn't matter what you're going to face. He tells Joshua, arise, get up, Joshua, and let's cross this Jordan. I'm talking to somebody today. I know your problems may seem to be greater than what you're able to bear. I know your bills may be bigger than what your pocketbook has. Your bills may have more bills than what your bank account says the money that you have in them is. But can I tell you today, God will see you through it. God will make a way out of no way. While you trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. Oh, my Lord, I'm telling somebody today, it might feel like it, but you're not alone. Hallelujah. God is with you. You don't have to quit. You don't have to throw in the towel. Here, Moses has died, and it could have been easy for them they could have been saying, what do we do now? My God, how are we going to make it now? But can I tell you that God always has a ram in a bush. He always has a way when it doesn't seem like there's any way. I'm talking to somebody today. Get up, hallelujah, and cross this Jordan. And you know, and he gives Joshua a blank check. He says that every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I've given unto you. What that tells me is that it's up to Joshua. Wherever he went, as long as he is within the will of God, God has given him victory. See, it's up to us. The only way we fail is if we quit. Hallelujah. You never fail unless you quit, because the story is constantly being written. I'm talking to somebody today. You were thinking about quitting. You were thinking about throwing in the towel. You were thinking about giving up. But I'm talking to you today. Don't quit. The Lord is with you. You see what I found out in this life of mine? You see, I preached a sermon from Jeremiah on Sunday, and how Jeremiah, he got discouraged. Hallelujah. God had given him an assignment. I've got to watch the clock. Hallelujah. So I want to play my song. Glory be to God. But Jeremiah was given an assignment by God. And you know what? When he went to preach, nobody listened to Jeremiah. When they saw Jeremiah coming, people began to run the other way. They called him a liar. And Jeremiah got to the point he was so disappointed that he wanted to quit. He wanted to give up. Hallelujah. But when he thought about quitting, something began to remind him about what the Lord had done for him. He began to be reminded of how God brought him out, how God had called him. And the Bible says that he began to get fire. Hallelujah. It was like fire shut up in his bone to where he couldn't quit. Oh, I'm talking to somebody today. Rather than quit, catch fire. Catch fire. God has given you a promise. And he says that everywhere you go, he says, I'm going to be with you. I'm not going to leave you, nor will I forsake you. Hallelujah. He said that there's not going to be any man that's going to be able to stand against you. There's not a problem that you're going to encounter in this life that God can't see you through. He can deliver you. He can see you through it. Hallelujah. Whether it's the loss of a loved one, whether you're going through cancer, whatever the situation, high blood pressure, financial issues. There is nothing that God can't see you through. You say, well, it's bad. It's bad. Hallelujah. But Jesus can wait. He can reach way down and pick you up and turn you around. So I'm talking to somebody today. Glory be to God. I'm telling you today, hallelujah, you are not alone. I know it doesn't matter who's left you. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to introduce my song, Glory Be to God, hallelujah, that you can't look to people for help because people will leave you. Hallelujah. You can't look for people for encouragement, hallelujah, because people will forsake you. You can't count on people, hallelujah, hallelujah, because everybody that says they're for you is not with you. Glory be to God. But you've got to learn as David did. You've got to learn to encourage yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let yourself know that God is with me. Hallelujah. Even when it doesn't seem like nobody's with me, God is with me. Hallelujah. Don't quit. David could have threw in the towel when all of his friends turned against him, but he encouraged himself in the Lord. Just as God told Joshua, I'm going to be with you. Hallelujah. So without further ado, I'm excited. Hallelujah. I'm going to introduce this song. Hallelujah to you. Hey, man, get it for Mother's Day. It's around the corner this Sunday. Hey, man, I introduce to you my song, Grandmama.
I think about you and Mama all the time. I just can't seem to get you off my mind. The Christmases and Thanksgivings of long ago, for whatever reason, I can't seem to let those memories go. Up early in the morning, I'd hear you pray. Stand there by your doorside, listening to what you say. Trust in the Lord, ooh, that's what you say. You would encourage me every single day. All those memories, I'm rushing back again. Nobody told me those days would ever end. And I can't believe that those days are gone. But your memories, they'll live on and on. Grandmama, 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 grandmama. Grandmama, grandmama, grandmama. Place we used to live, we don't live no more. Times have been hard, oh, I must say, but the Lord has kept us every step of the way. All those memories of way back when, I just wanted to thank him for taking me and Mama in. And I can't believe those days are gone. Your memories, they'll live on and on. I'm trying, Grandmama, ooh, I'm trying to be strong. I forgot to tell you that even Mama's gone. But I'm gonna hold on to what you used to say. Trust in the Lord and hold on every day. Grandmama, 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 grandmama. 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 To all of you that still have your moms and your grandmas, love them while you can. Be around. I love you, Mama. And I love you, Grandma.
So there you have it. Grandmama, my new release, second release. Go. It's on all major platforms, Amazon, Spotify, iTunes. Go get it. Hallelujah. I pray that it blesses you for this Mother's Day and beyond. Amen. My grandmother had a instrumental part of me being introduced to the Lord, and I thank God for her.
Amen. Thank God for my mom as well. So without further ado, hallelujah, I'm going to leave you with this again. Amen. Let you know that you are not alone. You don't have to quit. You don't have to throw in the towel. God is with you, just as he was with Joshua, just as he's with David, as he was with Abraham. So shall he be with us, because we are his servants. We are his new disciples. Hallelujah. Don't quit. Don't give up. Hallelujah. God is with you. You are not alone. So until next week, the same time, same channel, go out and get my song, Grandmama. And I pray that the Lord blesses you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week.
I remember when the choir would sing. Your way is love.